Anybody know? Want to venture out there? If you look over to Luke, 17th chapter, the Pharisees came to Jesus, and they were asking him about the coming of the kingdom of God. That's again Luke 17, that's the 20th verse. And Jesus told them, it's not coming with, the word there is observation, parateresis. It literally means to watch with the eyes, okay? It's not coming as you watch it with your eyes, physical sight. In the 21st verse, he said, nor will they say, I do. And that word, often translated, behold, but it's like an exclamation, okay? Like, look here, or look there. He said, that's not how this is going to come. People aren't going to be saying, look, there it is, or over there, look, there it is. He said, the kingdom of God is where? Within you. Now understand, going through all this stuff for a couple of weeks, thinking on this all the time about Jesus living in me, wow, I'm his body, no wonder he's going to do all, no. It just helps my faith so much to expect, of course, if it's his body, why wouldn't he fix it? Ta-da, you know? No man would just say, shut up, body, you're just going to be sick, you know? And I'm just fired up about this stuff. And then I hear this, wait a minute, the kingdom within. Whoa. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. And here we go again. You go and look at a lot of translations out there, and some of them say, among you. And some of them say, I mean, among you and within you? No. And no. And some of them say, in your midst. And that's where we get this stuff about how we look at things in our mind. Say, in my mind. In my mind. Say it again. Okay, remember that. We're going to get back there. In my mind, when I go to talk to God about things. When you're reading, if your translation said, well, the kingdom of God is going to be among you, you're like, wow, well, it's hanging out with us. That's awesome, right? Or in your midst. No, the word there is entos. E-N, contained in. Entos. The word there just simply means inside. Translated within, okay, within. But it's just inside. Jesus said, you're not going to be looking around and seeing this kingdom. For the kingdom of God is inside you. How can this be? How can the kingdom of God? Well, first of all, remember what we talked about, I think, last week. When you get to Bethsaida, this word kingdom, it's not a geographical location. When we hear the kingdom of God, I think we think wonderful world of Disney and the castle out there and all that stuff, you know, or the walls or some big city. No, that's a geographical thing. This word Bethsaida simply means the realm of rule and authority. The realm of rule and authority, it's not a geographical location, it's wherever that happens. Wherever God's rule and authority is, well, where's that? Pretty much everywhere, right? But Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. And they're asking the question, what about the coming of the kingdom? Just like all the Christians. What about the coming of the kingdom? When will the kingdom come? When will the kingdom come? I'm sorry to hear, darling. Jesus said, it's within you. Now, there's going to be some changes in the geography. But that has nothing to do with what the kingdom is. The kingdom, Jesus said 2,000 years ago, is within you. Again, how can that be? Well, first of all, it exceeds physical reality and human knowledge. It's past it. That's why Paul wrote in the third chapter of Ephesians and said that your faith needs to be rooted and grounded in experiencing the agape, the purposeful goodwill of Christ. Remember hyperbolo, surpassing, no, geez, no, transcending. What does that mean? To go past, not limited by physical reality and human knowledge. Our natural mind cannot grasp nor understand these kind of things. And it's okay because you don't have to depend on your natural mind, because Jesus is living in you and he knows what he's talking about. And he said his kingdom is within you, and you can simply accept that because he said so. But I was thinking about, now I'm stuck. Meditating over and over, wait a minute, the kingdom of God is inside me. How can that be? Well, again, first of all, not in terms of what we fully understand. It's past the limits of physical reality and human knowledge. And in the middle of just talking to him about stuff and picturing these things, I was reminded a while back, God, several years ago at least, Gary and I shared several things about physics. A little bit of cosmology, especially quantum physics, quantum mechanics. And I studied that stuff years ago. And in the middle of all this stuff, I'm at supersymmetry and quantum particles. And obviously, there's no point trying to go through all these things, but even the young people can understand what I'm about to say. I'm in the middle of thinking about these things, like, how can the entire kingdom be right here and also be the vastness of the entire universe?